What's up, everybody? This is your boy Ken, aka Mr. Gentleman, your host of Mr. Gentleman, like the podcast. And this week's sponsorship is from Newsly. Newsly is an all-in-one audio super app for iOS and Android. It picks up web articles about the most trending topics on the web at any given moment and read them to you in a natural human voice. For the first time in ever on the internet, the entire web becomes listenable, all in one place. Browse articles from topics you choose, start playing, start scrolling, and start listening. You can follow any topics as you specifically and you like, from sports, science, to Bitcoin, even to the Kardashians. It will find you on the latest article and you read them to you out loud. And they have podcasts as well. Explore trending podcasts from over 50 countries. Our podcast, Mr. Gentleman, like the podcast, is on there as well. Yes, it is. Shout out to Newsly for that. I thought using it as my default podcast app. Download and use Newsly for free from www.newsly.me or from the link in the description. Use the promo code Mr. Gentleman that I will also put in the description and receive 1 month free premium subscription. So you already know, y'all, download Newsly now. Check it out. Support them, y'all. This is your boy Ken, aka Mr. Gentleman, your host of Mr. Gentleman, like that podcast, and enjoy the show. You are now listening to Mr. Gentleman Lifestyle Podcast Season 7. Hello, everybody. This is your boy Ken, aka Mr. Gentleman, 1/4 of the Premier Boys Podcast, and your host of Mr. Gentleman Lifestyle Podcast. Welcome to another new episode of Mr. Gentleman Lifestyle Podcast. Hope all is well. I know it's been a while since we did this main series episode, but you know, we have a lot of creators block, many guests, you know, things haven't been going as planned, let's say that. But I am back, and I'm here to bring you another new episode of Mr. Gentleman Lifestyle Podcast. And today's episode, we all just need that little push to go a little harder. And what do I mean by that? You will find out later in the episode. Sit back, relax, and I'll be right back.
This is Paige from the Badass Fabulous podcast, and you're listening to Mr. Gentleman Lifestyle Podcast.
Welcome back, everybody. Welcome back. And at this time, it's time for Mr. Gentleman Facts Quote of the Day. And today's quote of the day is, sometime life have knocked you down, but it's up to you to get up and go harder. And what I mean by that is life is very hard. And sometimes we just feel like giving up. But you only giving up if you don't get up. But sometimes you just have to get up and just go harder. Because you have a purpose of why you are here. You have a purpose of why you are doing this. You just have to keep that reminder in the back of your head whenever you want to give up. And that is today, with the Gentleman Facts, Quote of the Day. Hello, everybody. This is your boy Ken, aka Mr. Gentleman, and I am the host of Mr. Gentleman Lifestyle Podcast. And this commercial break is brought to you by Mr. Gentleman Lifestyle Podcast. On Mr. Gentleman Lifestyle Podcast, we interview many guests about their life journey, pretty much where they come from and where they at now. Also, promoting their brands or whatever they're doing at the time they come on the show. We also have the host talk about personal stories about himself and everything that he's been through. And also, we have fun conversation about anything music, anything old school, relationships, wrestling, and many more. And y'all can tune in to Mr. Gentleman Lifestyle Podcast every Sundays at 12 a.m. We are also on every Thursdays at 12 a.m. for Spin-Off Series Thursdays, where we have all of Mr. Gentleman Lifestyle Podcast Spin-Off Series all in one day, where we have a conversation about music podcasts every first Thursday at 12 a.m. The Old School Show with myself and the star Roddy Rod every fourth Thursday at 12 a.m. And we have Date Night Talk Podcast with myself and Miss Vanna B every second and third Thursday at 12 a.m. And y'all can tune in to Mr. Gentleman Lifestyle Podcast on Anchor, Spotify, Apple Podcasts, iHeartRadio, Amazon Music, the Pods, and many more. Or y'all can check it out on the official website of Mr. Gentleman Lifestyle Podcast, www.realmrgentlemanlifestylepodcast.com, www.realmrgentlemanlifestylepodcast.com. And tune in every Sundays and Thursdays at 12 a.m. for Mr. Gentleman Lifestyle Podcast. Thank y'all for tuning in to this commercial break of Mr. Gentleman Lifestyle Podcast. Back to your regularly scheduled program. Cheer!
This is Belinda Jaime, also known as Miss Mariposa, and you are listening to Mr. Gentleman Lifestyle Podcast.
Welcome back, everybody. Welcome back. And at this time, I always seem to get this question that people seem to ask me. And the question is, why do I always go hard on everything that I do? And the reason why I go hard for everything that I do is because, you know, growing up, I always been told that I can't do it. Always been told that my dreams were too small. Always been told that I should settle for something less. And honestly, I know deep in my heart, I know that I was meant to do something bigger than what I am doing now. Even as a kid, I always felt that way. But I never felt what was that reason. I never knew what that reason was. You know, growing up, I always seemed to get picked on. You know, I told the story many times. I got picked on as a kid alive. Been bullied, been called many names, been called stupid, retarded, dumb. I wasn't gonna be anything and stuff like that. And a lot of that really hurt my confidence and really cloud on everything that I really wanted to do. You know, as a kid, of course, I had many dreams, of course. I wanted to be a firefighter, police officer, and all those many things. But the three main things that I really wanted to do was to be an actor. At one point, I wanted to be a DJ or a music artist. And also wanted to be a radio host. But, you know, with having speech problems as a kid, I didn't think that was ever was possible. And always felt like I was less than what I was supposed to do. I also remember as a kid that, you know, I had this sensei when I was doing martial arts. We would want to do all or the techniques. And when somebody say that they can't do it, he would just tell us, don't ever say that word. Don't ever say can't. And it was many times I said can't, you know. He always said, don't ever say that. That's a bad word. And even to this day, growing up, can't, never give up, but never in my vocabulary. No matter how hard life gets, can't, but never in my vocabulary. That's why I always spoke in my quotes of the day and stuff like that, is that to never give up. Because you just never know what can happen. Yeah, we could be struggling our entire life. We could have roadblocks on everything that we do. We could have people telling you that you can't do anything. But it's only a reality when you believe it. And sometimes you just can't believe what everybody is saying. You can't believe none of that negative stuff. Because by somebody projecting that to you, somebody is projecting that same message to them, because because that same person saying that they can't do something that they want to do. And if you have a dream, if you have something you really would love, it is never small. It is never small. And you can do anything when you put your mind into it. We have many people who's in the industry right now who've been rejected by jobs, who've been told they can't do it, who've been fired and many things and been treated like trash. And then one day they had that one big break that became that life-changing moment in their life. And now they are the biggest thing ever. And that can happen to you as well, as long as you keep going hard and believe in the thing that you're doing, and you continue to do the things that you love. And which is why I started with the Gentleman Like the podcast, because it was something that I always wanted to do. You know, I always wanted to do radio. And when I got the opportunity to start my podcast, I ran with it. Of course, it took me many months to had the courage to do my first episodes, but when I do it, I end up loving it. Of course, I didn't know where the show was going until I started getting people hit me up saying that the show really helped me through hard times. Thank you to your show and your message that really pushed me to go forward. It really helped me to start my own show because of your courage. And by hearing all of that, my show, The Gentleman Like the Pocket, mean more to me than it ever did when I first started the show. And I just want to keep saying to everybody that whatever dream that you have, go out there and follow your dream, because your dream is never too small for nobody. If somebody tell you that, do not listen to them. Keep going hard, and one day you will get that one break. Because always remember, you could do something your entire life, 10 years, and then one day, that one day could change your entire life. So just never give up. I'm not gonna lie, recently, I've been feeling, you know, out of place. I've been feeling not motivated to do the show. I spoke about this on the season 7 premiere of Mr. Gentleman Like the Podcast. And I've been having many roadblocks, but for some reason, something gave me my motivation back for some reason. And I can't believe that I'm going to say this, that what brought my motivation back. And that one thing that brought my motivation back is this anime called One Piece. Yes, One Piece. And I ain't going to lie, I knew this show came out since 1999, but I've been trying to avoid it for a very, very long time. Until recently, they came up with the live action. And I watched the live action. And I was like, yeah, I don't understand it. I need to watch the anime. And then I started watching the anime. And, you know, it turns out it's a really good show. It's a really good show. And I'm really enjoying it. But that's not the reason why I'm talking about One Piece, though. Why am I talking about One Piece on Mr. Gentleman Like the Podcast? And the reason why I'm talking about One Piece is that, believe it or not, there's a message behind that show. You know, of course it's about, you know, becoming a pirate. Of course it's about fighting. Of course it's about friendship. But I feel like the biggest message that I got watching the show was, no matter what you do, follow your dream. So if you notice, every character have a dream that they want to follow. You know, Monkey D. Luffy trying to be the king of the pirates. Zoro is trying to be the best swordsman in the world. Nami is trying to be the best navigator of the world. And I feel like it basically was saying that no matter what you do in life, even through Roblox, always follow your dreams and never give up. And that's the message that I got watching One Piece so far. And it's a really good message. And I always say that because no matter what you do, always follow your dreams, because your dreams are never too small. And if anybody ever tell you that, do not listen to them, because all they're doing is trying to put you down for something that you love. Because you don't want to settle for something that you don't love doing. You know? If you love something, no matter what age you are, go out there and just follow your passion, follow your vision, and follow your dreams. And just don't listen to nobody, you know? Because it's about you. And also in life, anything can bring you motivation. Whether it's an anime show, whether it's a gadget, whether it's a family member, whether it's your husband or wife, whether it's your kids, or whatever it is, outside in general. Anything could bring you motivation, and no matter what you do, we all just need that little push, and anything is possible when you put your mind to it, and just continue to follow your dream and your passion, and don't let nobody tell you different, and I'll be right back. Hello, everybody. This is your boy Ken, aka Mr. Gentleman. Now, I am the host of Mr. Gentleman Lifestyle Podcast. And this commercial break is brought to you by Mr. Gentleman Lifestyle Podcast presents Spinoff Series Thursdays. And Spinoff Series Thursday is the new home for Mr. Gentleman Lifestyle Podcast Spinoff Series. That brought to you shows like A Conversation About News Podcast, The Old School Show, and Date Night Talk Podcast. And A Conversation About News Podcast is a music spin-off series where we talk about anything music, from the current music scene and the old school music scene, where we interview many guests that's in the music industry and artists about their music journey. We have a segment game called The Face Off, which is a versus inspired game. And we have roundtable discussion about variety of music topics. And y'all can check out A Conversation About Music Podcast every first Thursday at 12 a.m. Every first Thursday at 12 a.m. Now, The Old School Show that featured myself and the star Roddy Rod is a show where we discuss anything old school, from music, TV shows, movies, and many more. We also bring in guests to join in on the old school conversation. Y'all can check out The Old School Show with myself and the star Roddy Rod every fourth Thursdays at 12 a.m. Every fourth Thursday at 12 a.m. And last but not least, we have Date Night Talk Podcast with myself and Miss Vanna B, where we talk about anything relationship related topics like love, dating, relationships, cheating, the good and the bad, and many more. And y'all can check out this spin-off series, Date Night Talk Podcast, every second and third Thursday at 12 p.m. So look out for Mr. Gentleman, Lifestyle Podcast Presents, Spin-off Series Thursday, a conversation about music podcast every first Thursday. The Old School Show with myself and the star Writing Rod every fourth Thursdays, and Date Night Talk Podcast with myself and Miss Vanna B every second and third Thursdays. And y'all can check out Mr. Gentleman Lifestyle Podcast every Sundays for the main series and every Thursday for Spinoff Series Thursdays. And thank y'all for checking out this commercial break. And now back to your regularly scheduled program. True! I just want to take the time and thank everybody for tuning into the latest episode of Mr. Gentleman Lifestyle Podcast. And y'all already know where I'm at every Sundays for the main series and every Thursday for Spinoff Series Thursdays, where we have shows like A Conversation About Music Podcast every first Thursday at 12 p.m., Date Night Talk Podcast with myself and Ms. Vanna B every second and third Thursdays at 12 p.m., and The Old School Show with myself and the star Writer Rod every fourth Thursday at 12 p.m. You can check us out on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, iHeartRadio, Amazon Music, Pods, and many more. Y'all can rate the show 5-star rating on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, Good Pods, and Podchasers. The more y'all rate the show, the more people know about the Gentleman Lifestyle Podcast. You can also check me out on the Premier Boys Podcast. Myself, Amarin Keto Sands, Star Writer Rod, and Long Live the Chief Molly Mal, Season 4 of the Premier Boys Podcast, January 24th, 2024. You can also check out other shows for the Premier Boys Podcast. I'm King Talk with Amarin Sands, hosted by Amarin King Talk Sands, every Friday at 12 p.m. Star Time Podcast, hosted by the Star Writer Rod, every Monday. And the Trilogy Podcast, hosted by Long Live the Chief Monday Mal. Check out and support every show from the Premier Podverse. If you want to be guests on Mr. Gentleman Lifestyle Podcast Season 7 or beyond, or any other spin-off series Thursday shows, send me a bio about yourself and everything that you do to my email, KenYPGENT@gmail.com, or hit me up on social media, Ken_Mr. Gentleman. I would be Ken, K-E-N, underscore Mr. M-R, Gentleman, G-E-N-T-L-E-M-A-N. And we can set something up because I am looking for guests for the main series and any of the spinoff series Thursday shows. This week, it won't be no Mr. Gentleman Lifestyle shoutouts, but happy International Podcast Day to every podcaster out there. Continue to do amazing things. Continue to put out dope content. Don't give up because somebody is being inspired by, whether you were making them laugh, whether you bringing out inspirational content, and you're pushing them to be better. So do not give up. And y'all already know, add me on Good Pods, Ken, Mr. Gentleman. Good Pod catered to many independent podcasters. We see what everybody listen to. We can rate each other's shows, and we have the charts at this time and time for Mr. Gentleman Lifestyle Achievements, where we spotlight everything Mr. Gentleman Lifestyle Podcast is doing And of course, we got the Good Pod charts. And at this time, we are number 6 for top 100 shows from Good Pods for society and culture. We are still number 1. We've been number 1 for 8 days. And once again, thank y'all, man. Thank you for listening and supporting Mr. Gentleman, like that podcast. Y'all can check out the official website of Mr. Gentleman, like that podcast. www.realmrgentlemanlifestylepodcast. You can listen to every episode of Mr. Gentleman Like the Podcast. You can watch every video of Mr. Gentleman Like the Podcast. Every Mr. Gentleman Like the Podcast episode, audio version, Mr. Gentleman Like the Podcast TV, Mr. Gentleman Facts Quote of the Day, and many more. You can check out every guest profile that been on Mr. Gentleman Like the Podcast. 62 guests that came on the show. You can check out all their profiles right now. You can check out every guest appearance that I've been on. Check out my 3 latest guest appearances that I've been on. Things About Us with Willie and Fiona. Questgasm with Kendra. Opinion Your Lashes with Jessica, Sonia, and Dawn Marie. Check all those shows now. And also, we got merch. Check out the official Mr. Gentleman Lifestyle Podcast merch store at www.tpublic.com. The search Mr. Gentleman Like the Podcast merch, and y'all can buy merch on there, or y'all can buy it through the website. We got shirts, hoodies, mugs, masks, and many more. So support Mr. Gentleman Like the Podcast merch. Buy some merch, y'all, cause I need more people to buy merch so we can upgrade on this equipment. But if you don't want to buy merch, there's always many ways to support Mr. Gentleman Like the Podcast. You can listen to the show, tell a friend, share, like, repost, get me on the charts, buy merch, in many ways to support Mr. Gentleman Like the Podcast. Also, check out the website as well, www.realmrgentlemanlikethepodcast.com. And y'all, we are 8 episodes left before we hit 200 episodes. And I ain't gonna lie, this is really huge. I didn't think that I would be up to 200. And we are almost there. So more episodes coming soon. We got a conversation about music podcast later episode this Thursday at 12 p.m. And another episode, 67, of Mr. Gentleman, Like That Podcast next Sunday. Thank y'all for tuning into this latest episode of Mr. Gentleman, Like That Podcast. Have a good day or night wherever you're listening to this episode.
My name is Cynthia from our Collaboration Station podcast, and you are listening to Mr. Gentleman Lifestyle Podcast.